looking at the title that's given to the Hoosiers version there, and I see, oh, it's Run, Rabbit, Run. And I'm thinking, that was nothing like the Run, Rabbit, Run I was used to actually hearing, but never mind, that's the Hoosiers. I don't think it's anything like the fantastic Matt Monro would have actually interpreted Run, Rabbit, Run. But it's there. Anyway, that brings us neatly round, Joy, to whom?
The wonderful Michelle Monro.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, thank
Michelle
you so much.
And I was saying, Michelle, when I said Joy Knight is back with us today, you said you were delighted, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's like being with family.
Oh, that's so sweet. Exactly. And we've got Zach back too.
I know, didn't I mention that?
You did indeed.
Exactly.
But Joy was saying, I think Michelle probably preferred Zach to be back.
No, I didn't say that. I said, I think Michelle would be glad to hear Zach because I think she enjoyed talking to him last week.
Well, no, the problem was he only asked one question and had to leave, so I thought there might be other questions up his sleeve.
I
like a challenge.
You're confusing Zach with Barney Chowdhury. One is American, one was a BBC Asian reporter. That's okay, it's understood. Zach will have questions for you as well. That's okay.
Okay.
It's all, remember, Friday night is music night.
Well, actually, this Friday is Matt Monro night, which is brilliant. BBC Two are doing a special tribute to Daddy, which my brother's appearing on.
Even though he didn't appear in the Radio Times listing. Astounding.
Oh, I know. Do you know, we've had so many upsets about that, many complaints.
I mean, you'd think, actually, Radio Times listing doesn't ask a great deal. First of all, spelling, M-O-N-R-O, anagram moron. Okay, sort of it. They managed that.
Absolutely.
And then Matt Monro Jr. singing and performing. Does he get a mention? No.
Well, I think the sad thing was, if there was a load of cast names and they couldn't print them all one thing, but there's five cast names and they printed four, and the one that's most pertinent to the fact it's a tribute evening, you would assume would be Matt Monro Jr.
I can only suspect
that's
because
poor,
he performed at the Lincoln Theatre Royal, and clearly the BBC have an anti-Lincoln bias. They realise that.
Do you think so?
No, but it's amazing what a reaction. You know, I didn't know that about the printing. It comes from fans, and I was absolutely inundated with emails saying how upset they were, if you like, for the family. And also they had put that my father was not very well known in America.
Yeah.
and I had to wonder, because, you know, my book, which you kindly plug for me every week, The Singer's Singer, is on sale in America and has just won an American award.
We can genuinely
say... Well, you can't sell a book like that on someone's life if they don't know him.
Yeah, it's the award-winning Michelle Monro. Share with us, Michelle, what award have you actually clocked up now?
Oh, yes, I'm very excited. Mm. It's called an Irwin Award, which is International Writers in the News or something like that. And it's for Best International Campaign, awarded by the Publicists of Southern California.
Oh, congratulations.
Excellent.
Wow, that's fantastic, Michelle. Well done.
I'm thrilled, you see. So that's very nice. And it is nice to culminate to the end of the 25th anniversary with this tribute on Friday, which is live, Alex, at the Mermaid Theatre. So, you know, I shall be there. I shall be interviewed by Paul Gambaccini in the advert, which I'm very excited about.
Sometimes you have to make sacrifices, Michelle, and you know, it's okay. I'm sure Mr. Gambaccini will cope from that point of view. Just don't get him started on the fact that he's no longer doing the American chart hits on Radio 1. He'll
no,
go
I
off on
mention
one.
It.
No, exactly. it's that sort of. Paul Gambaccini, Zach, familiar with the name?
No.
You actually have a slight Paul Gambaccini tone to your accent, not too much.
Yes, he does a little, doesn't he?
Yeah, there's a slight sort of thing, sort of channeling the whole
He's a music aficionado, and I mean, he knows his beans.
He certainly does. He certainly does.
He does the Eurovision Song Contest books as well, doesn't he?
Well, somebody has to. it's an observation there, bless, you know, these days. Boom, bang, a bang, shiggy, shiggy, boggy, biggy, zangy, zong. If that actually. Curiously enough, Zach.
You obviously didn't take your medication tonight.
Yes, well, let us move on.
Well, talking about comedy, if you like, I've got something interesting for you now. Here, there's a comedy double act in the 60s who regularly appeared on the bill with my dad, especially in summer season. Now, they were very popular at the time and had their own TV shows, including sort of Big Night Out and the Mike and Bernie Winter Show.
Oh, I remember them.
But what you may not
Schnorbits.
Know, and Schnorbits, of course, which
it's a
was
dog,
a wonderful
Zach.
Big St. Bernard dog. But what many of the listeners won't know is that they were also songwriters. Now, Mike had attended the Royal Academy of Music, and Bernie plays the ukulele. but they were all great friends, and along with the summer season, they presented him with today's song, which became the number for various reasons, which Dad opened his act with a lot. And the song's called How Do You Do?
The former impressionistic series that Freddie Starr once used to star in. It's a strange and peculiar world. Another classic track there, Michelle?
Yes, well, I wanted a little up-tempo this week, and you know these wonderful tidbits I come out with every week. Of course, I would like to take the credit, but I can't. My friend Richard Moore, who has so many strings to his bow, helps me out each week.
Well, it's part of a co-production thing. Oh, I mean, genius works in so many marvellous ways.
Well, he delves, and he finds all sorts of interesting little things.
It's very true.
And so I'm very grateful to him. And he's coming up on Friday, especially for the tribute. So we shall no doubt get our heads together for our new project coming out in February, which I shall talk about in the next few weeks.
I see, she's very good at the tease, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Much like Sharon Harriman, our Friday Drive Time presenter, who I don't know, Sharon, have you ever featured Matt Munro on your show? Music?
Quite possibly, she says.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Well, if you don't know...
if you don't know, she says...
You better fit one out.
See, that's why she does Mondays and Fridays. You know, Mondays and Wednesdays and various other things. Excellent. Alison, any thoughts from yourself? Any questions before we go over to Zach?
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
I've got a question that I had the last time I was on and you were on and then the time before as well. And
did you not answer it?
Never got chance to ask.
Yeah.
No, well, you know, we're always being cut short.
It was just that you were talking about your dad and how you documented his life and things like that. And I was going to ask you, it must be a real challenge to try and sort of get involved in what his life was like, but at the same time keep a bit of a distance that you're not getting too involved.
The trouble is that you are involved from the very beginning and you get sort of sucked into it. It was a massive journey for me. And literally, you know, entering a world I didn't know of because, you know, my dad was already 30 when I was born. So there's a huge amount of years that I had to research, you know, before I came along. And the thing is, as somebody wrote to me yesterday when they wrote me a wonderful congratulatory email saying the trouble was we all knew the ending. And it made it very sort of bittersweet, the story, because, you know what's to come.
Yeah. And it must have been hard for you then, really.
Well, it was, and I thought I'd be very clever and write the beginning first. and although I did do that, of course it didn't work like that, because in this, you still have to lead up to it at the end. And it was very hard in places, yes.
I can imagine.
And certainly, you know, when you talk about him travelling and this and that, and I realised, again, you know, just how busy he is and just how hard he worked to provide for us all, you know, but of course the sacrifices were great.
Zach?
Yeah, you're what sort of people influenced your father? I mean, you know, in his free time when he wasn't travelling, when he wasn't working really hard, when he relaxed, who was he listening to?
Oh, Sammy Davis Jr., the poor freshman, American, and Tony Bennett's, and the thing is, a lot of artists over in America he loved the freedom of the way that they sang as well, because in that era the record companies that were here, the Fontanas and Deccas, they told you how to sing. You didn't have that wonderful freedom that George Martin brought to the table once Dad went to Parlophone. But he loved recording in America with, you know, people like Billy May and the big bands. For him, there was nothing better than, you know, being on a stage fronted by, you know, an enormous orchestra. And in fact, he used to go to a place called the Talk of the Town in England, which was a big, big showroom. And it was the one place in England you got the full-on orchestra. And that was the one time he could do a song called Time After Time, because they had this wonderful string section in it, so you needed a full orchestra.
Excellent,
brilliant. Joy, as we approach the time to go to Nicola Plant from BBC Radio 4's Money Box and a variety of other fine things, apart from reminding the listener that actually BBC Radio 2 Friday night is music night. It's two plugs for, you know, the BBC. Same show, fantastic.
You're very kind.
And of course the singer still available, the award winning singer biography of Matt Munro, Irwin winner. Excellent. Joy?
Alex, somebody asked me before you go why you weren't putting our pods on anymore.
They'll be going up very shortly, Michelle. They
all
will
right.
be. Well,
came to
well
mind that's all. People do email me. It's amazing.
Excellent. They're obviously sort of accessing information. The ponds are going on there. They will be developing. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
I think we're about two or
Get
three weeks behind.
It, Alex.
I forgive you.
Yeah. Michelle, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
Oh, as always, it's been great fun.
And so you'll join us again next week?
Where else could I indulge myself like this? And I loved being able to play these rare tracks. So see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Couldn't feel much better than the way